Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim, Maaseh Daf Yotes, and we are starting about the 10th line with the words Ksiv, Kisove, Bekomas Reyecha, and a Vilna Surah Daf. It's on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, all the way at the end. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Maris Merim Sarabas, Yaakov Maisha, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue learning about the din that a worker is allowed to eat from the produce that he's working with. So the Gemara tells us, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Kisove, Bekomas Reyecha, when you come into the standing grain of your friend, and then right afterwards the Pasuk says, Vekotafta Melilas Beyadecha, you can pluck grain with your hand. Clearly telling us that this person who's in the standing grain of his friend is allowed to eat from the grain. Now, Yachal B'Shar Ka'aldam HaKasim Adaber, you might think the Pasuk's talking about any person. A random guy is allowed to walk into a random field and pick grain. However, Tamalaymar, that's why the Pasuk continues saying, that you're not to lift or wave a sickle on the standing grain of your friend. So what do we learn from here? As Sheyesh Lo Rishos Lahanif, the person who's in the field is somebody who has Rishos to wave a sickle at his friend's grain. Ve'ezezeh, who is this? Ze'apayel, this is a worker. In other words, the Pasuk's telling us that when we have a worker in a field cutting grain, he's only allowed to pick grain and eat it while he's harvesting. However, when he's not harvesting, he's not waving the sickle, so he's not in the process of harvesting, he's not allowed to take grain and eat it. However, Isi ben Akavya says, Bishar kol adam kasim medaber. The Pasuk's actually talking about a random person who walks into a field. So what's the Pasuk telling us about not lifting a sickle? We learn from here that he's only allowed to eat when he's waving the sickle. In other words, according to Isi ben Akavya, the Pasuk's actually telling us that a random guy is allowed to walk into a random field and do work there, and while he's doing work, he's allowed to pick grain and eat it. Even though he wasn't hired by the Baal Bayis, since he's doing work, while he's working, he's allowed to eat. And Tani Reb Shem Ben Chai says, Ad Eichon Dektika Torah Begezel, we see how much the Torah was medactic, it was exacting with Gezel, with robbery. Shetzricha Lodim Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, Ad Kedei HaNofas Magol, it had to make this din between Adam and Chaveroi, meaning it had to make this differentiation, Kedei, the lifting of a sickle. Meaning the Pasuk had to tell us that you, Mr. Person, who's allowed to eat because you're working in your friend's field, it has to tell us you're only allowed to eat while you're working, while you're lifting the sickle. But the moment you put it down and you're not working with it anymore, you're not allowed to eat. And besides Cain, we learn from here as well, the Gedol Malacha, we see how great doing work is. The generation of the Mabel was destroyed because of Gazel. As the Pasuk says, the main reason why the Dar Mabel was destroyed was because of stealing. However, just learned from Isi ben Akavya, a worker is allowed to do work and eat, and he's potter from Gazel, even though he wasn't hired by the Baal Bayis. He just came into the field on his own. Since he's doing work and he's doing something productive, he is allowed to eat and it's not considered Gazel. And we continue learning about this din, now comparing and contrasting a worker versus an animal. Ksiv says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisachsam Sharbadishai, you are now allowed to muzzle an ox while he's threshing. Now, Ein Li Ela Shar B'Talash for Adam Mechaber. I only know from here that a shar is not allowed to be muzzled while he's working with talash, detached produce, because that's what the Pasuk says, and a person is allowed to eat while he's working with Mechaber, because that's the previous Pasuk that we quoted. Now, Adam Mahu Sheikh Batalosh, what about a human worker while he's working with detached produce? Is he allowed to eat or maybe not? And so we answer, Mai Mashar She'eno Echol Mechaber. Just like when we're talking about a shar, we don't have an explicit pasuk that tells us that the shar is allowed to eat while it's working with Mechaber. Harehu Echol Batalosh, the shar is allowed to eat when it's working with detached produce. Well, Adam Shu Echol Mechaber, a person who is allowed to eat when he's working with detached produce, Ein Adin Sheikh Batalosh, when we say for sure that he's allowed to eat from Talosh, and that's part one of the limud. The Gemara Yotessa on Beis on top continues, and here's the proper girsa, Im Kain, if that's so, Ma Tamalemer Loi Sachsem Shar B'dishai. So why does the Pasuk tell us that you're not allowed to muzzle an ox while he's threshing? According to what we just said, a human worker also is allowed to eat while he's threshing or doing some other work with Talosh. So why does the Pasuk specifically say Loi Sachsem Shar B'dishai? It should just say Loi Sachsem B'dishai. And the answer is that Shar B'loi Sachsem V'ein Adam B'loi Sachsem. If a person muzzles a shar while he's working, he's either alive. But if a person muzzles his worker, meaning he tells his worker that he's not allowed to eat while he's working with Talosh, even though he's not allowed to do so, he's not over alav. And we continue, Shar Mao Sheikh Mechaber. What about the other way around? Is a Shar allowed to eat from Mechaber if he's working with Mechaber? And the limit is as follows, Ma Adam Sheina Eichel B'Talosh, Eichel B'Mechaber. Just like we're dealing with a person, we don't have a specific pasuk telling us that the person's allowed to eat from Talosh. And we do have a specific pasuk telling us that a human worker is allowed to eat from Mechaber. Well, Shar, Shu Eichel B'Talosh, a Shar, that we have a specific pasuk telling us that he's allowed to eat from Talosh, Ein Adin Sheikh Mechaber. Can we say for sure that he's allowed to eat from a chubber? And that's the limud. However, we make a differentiation, and here's the proper girsa. If you were going to say just based off this limud, then you think to say that ma kan b'lay sachsoim, af kan b'lay sachsoim. Just like there's a lav of lay sachsoim when the shar is working with talosh, there's also a lav of lay sachsoim when the shar is working with mechubber. Tamalar, that's why the pasuk says, loy sachsoim shar b'dishai. And what do we learn from here? B'dishai einat chaismai. When he's threshing, you have a lav of chasima. You're not allowed to muzzle him. Aval chaismai at mechubber l'karka. But you are Kala Rabbi Chaisim Him, meaning there's no lav if you're Chaisim Him when he's working with Mechubar. And we continue, Mikan Amru, from here Chazal said, a person can make a stipulation by himself, meaning if Reuven's working by Shimon, for example, Reuven can stipulate with Shimon, I'm not going to eat from the produce that I'm working with as long as you pay me more money. And he could also do this if he's sending his older son or daughter to work, if he's sending his Eved or Shifcha who are Gedolim to work, and also if his wife is working. Why is it permitted in all these cases? Because they have Das and they're able to be Meichel on this fact that really, Al Pi Halacha, they're allowed to eat from that which they're working with, and it's only because they're receiving more schar, that's why they're not going to end up eating. Aval Einoi Kaitzitz, but he's not going to make the stipulation, Lo'ayde B'noi B'ta Aktanim, not if his younger son or daughter, meaning under Bar Bas Mitzvah, are going to be doing this, Lo'ayde Adiv Shechas Aktanim, and not if it's his Eved or Shevcho Aktanim, Lo'ayde Behemtoi, and not if his animal's working. Why? Because they don't have Das, so they can't be Meichel. Now going back to our Mishnah, we had said that if a worker stipulated with the Baal Bayis, I'm only going to do work with you if you allow me to eat, he's allowed to eat, and he doesn't even have to take off Meiser, and this is not considered Mekach. Why? Because the Torah allows him to eat. So now the Gemara asks, shouldn't we say the opposite? If someone's being allowed to eat min haTorah, so then that should be a kvias for Meisres, and the worker should be chayv to take off Meiser before he eats. Not that he should be pater from Meiser. So Rav Yonah says, haTorah pater Isai, the Torah paters him from eating Meiser. In other words, we have a specific pasuk that tells us that a worker is allowed to eat while he's doing work with the produce, and he doesn't have to take off Meiser. Where's this pasuk? So here we have a long limud till we finally get to it. Taman Tanin over there, we have a Mishnah Maseches Bava Metzia. Let's say a worker is working with figs. He's not allowed to eat grapes. If he's working with the grapes, he's not allowed to eat figs. Matani Allah, a braisa was taught on that. Let's say he's working on one branch. He's not allowed to even eat from a different branch on the same tree. Now, Vataninun, we have another Mishnah that says, that if he's working with klusin type figs, he's not allowed to eat b'nai shava type figs. And if he's working with b'nai shava type figs, he's not allowed to eat klusin type figs. Now, we don't need this Mishnah that we just quoted because we just had a previous Mishnah that said that if he's working with figs, he's not allowed to eat grapes and vice versa as well. So why do we need this other Mishnah? It's obvious that he's only allowed to eat from that which he's working with. And the Gemara answers, l'chein tzricha, that's why it's necessary that afilu shtein b'yichur echad, even if both of these types of figs are growing on the same branch, it's aser. This fellow grafted a branch of b'nai sheva onto a branch of klusin, and therefore we have two different types of figs growing on the same branch. If he's working with one type, he's not allowed to eat from the other type. We continue, k'sev the pasuk says, k'sev b'karim riyacha, when you come to the vineyard of your friend, and the pasuk continues saying, v'chalta anovim k'nafshcha savecha, and you're eating grapes to your soul's desire, to your fill, vel kel yachal loisitain, don't put it into your basket. Now what do we learn from here? Yachal b'shar kol adam akaz medaber. You would think that the pasuk's talking about everybody, that a random guy is allowed to walk into a random vineyard and pick grapes and eat them. Tamalam, that's why the pasuk says, don't put them into your basket. Mashma avol noisen at lekelav shel chavercha, that you are allowed to put it into your friend's basket. Ve'ezezeh, who is this that we're talking about? That he's in a vineyard, he's picking grapes, and he's not allowed to put them into his own basket, but he is allowed to put them into his friend's basket. Zapayel, this is talking about a worker. In other words, the pasuk's telling us that when a worker's in a vineyard picking grapes, he's allowed to eat as many as he wants, and he just has to make sure not to put them into his own basket to bring home for later. He's only allowed to take these grapes and put them into the owner's basket. And we continue dashing this pasuk, chafam alaf on top, v'chalta anovim, it says, and you're eating grapes. And the question is, don't we know that the only thing you could eat in a vineyard is grapes? Why does the pasuk say that he's eating grapes? Of course he's eating grapes, he's in a vineyard. From here you learn, that if he happens to be working with figs, he's not allowed to eat anovim, even if there's anovim nearby. If he's working with grapes, he's not allowed to eat figs, even though there's figs nearby. We continue darshaning the pasuk, kenaf shecha, you eat to your soul's content. What does that tell us? Kol davar sheyetzer toiv, he's allowed to eat anything that the soul desires. Another drasha, kenaf shecha, what does that tell us? Kol davar shu pater mina maestres, you're allowed to eat something that's pater from maeser. Ma'at oichel upater, just like you, bala bayis, if you would be eating from this, you would be pater. Av pael oichel upater, so too, if the worker's eating from it, he's pater as well. And that's the source from the pasuk of what we were talking about previously. Rabbi Yonah had said that we have a pasuk that tells us that when a worker is working with something, he's allowed to eat from it, and he's not chayv in meiser, and this is the source, kenaf shecha, just like you, bala bayis. If you were eating from this produce, you wouldn't be chayv in meiser, because it's not yet gemar malacha. So to your worker, when he's doing work with this produce, he doesn't have to take off meiser either when he's eating from it. Let's just continue until we finish understanding the pasuk. Kenaf shecha, the pasuk tells us, mikan shelo yechal apel yosar scharai. From here we learn that the worker is not allowed to eat more than his wages. If he was hired to work with grapes, for example, and he's going to be paid $10, he's not allowed to eat more than $10 worth of grapes. And the same thing, mikan ha'yirib alazar chesma, from here, Rabbi Elazar Chesma says that a worker is not allowed to eat more than he's getting paid. And the question just is, minan shenafshe kruya scharai, how do we know that a person's nefesh is called his schar? How do we know it's the same term? Because we're saying that the word kenafshecha means he's not allowed to eat more than his schar. What does nefesh have to do with schar? And the answer is, Rabbi Elazar says, b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, nemar kan nafshoi, it says over here, nafshoi, v'nemar la'alon, and it says over there, in regards to paying a worker, nafshoi. What does it say? The pasuk tells us, ve'elav hu noisei es nafshoi, that on it, he gives his nefesh. And what's the limud? Ma nafshoi amur la'alon. Scharoi, just like the nefesh being spoken about over there, is talking about his schar, which we'll explain in a moment, afkan scharoi, so it's over here, it's talking about his schar. That pasuk that we just quoted, ve'elav hu noisei es nafshoi, is talking about the chiyuv to pay a worker on the day that he did the work. One of the reasons is because he's poor, and ve'elav hu noisei es nafshoi, he gives his very life for it, meaning he works really, really hard and even endangers himself for these wages. So we see that the word nafshoi has to do with his wages. So to over here, kenafshecha tells us that a worker is allowed to maximum eat however much he's getting paid, but not more than that. Now we explain the last part of the pasuk, sav echa. What does it mean that the worker is allowed to eat satisfying himself? Shaloyehe oichel meki, he's not allowed to eat and throw up. He can't stuff himself silly that he becomes so sick he throws up. And sav echa, what else does the pasuk tell us? Shaloyehe makalef b'te'enim umetzametz ba'anovim, he's not allowed to peel figs and eat the inside or suck out the inside of the grape and throw away the outside. That's because that's not a normal way to eat. Savecha tells us that he could eat his fill, but eating your fill is eating in a normal way. You eat the entire fig with the peel or the entire grape with the peel. You can't just eat the inside of the fig or the inside of the grape. That's something a pile is not allowed to do. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow continuing to talk about this din. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.